piece of rings. But now you sit and smile. And when they ask you why, you say, there's nothing on my mind.
Hello?
Hello? What mic even is this?
Hello?
Is this mic
Yeah.
Hey.
Okay.
Hey. Sorry, I'm trying not to.
I can't hear myself.
Oh.
I can't hear you.
Oh, really?
Can you hear me?
I have no idea. Oh, I think I can hear myself. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Let's trust.
Yeah, let's trust.
Hi.
Hey.
Hey.
Can't have that dead air.
No.
You know what I mean?
Hey,
guys. Hey. It's been a minute. A minute it has been. Because guess where Amalia was this past semester?
Italia.
Florence.
Florence. And then before that, Aaron was in Copenhagen. And neither of us could stomach doing this without each other.
This is true. I think I only subbed, like, once last semester. Totally got those volunteer hours.
I think I definitely subbed, like, twice, maybe, and then I got really depressed.
Right.
That you were not there.
Right. Well... We're
happy
back.
To be back.
This is the last semester ever that me and Amalia could do this.
I know.
So we made it work.
We did.
And here we are in
the busiest time of our lives.
Yes.
In the stew.
Yes.
Can you believe we started this fall of sophomore year?
It's a very, how you say, it's a very bittersweet thing to think about because...
Yeah.
I mean, I was just telling Amalia this before we got on the mic today. Like, I remember with the first couple shows, I would be, like, nervous.
Yeah.
I'd be quaking my boots a little. My energy would be a little meek. But now we're here.
And now it's relaxing. It's like a nice unwind. I had a very cozy day. Today was the first day since we started school that I actually, like, didn't have to do anything besides grocery shop.
Oh, that's awesome.
And it was very nice to just, like, lay back. And I didn't listen to a lot of music when I was in Italy.
Me neither, bro.
I listened to two things. I listened to, like, older Italian music to try and kind of help my language. Mm-hmm. And then Ethiopian jazz, which my roommate... was Ethiopian, and she introduced me to Ethiopian jazz. Amazing. Fire.
Yeah,
but
put you on.
I was on my audiobook grind because I was walking everywhere, so I was reading like a book a week.
That's awesome. A lot of Stephen King.
And so since I've been back, I've been like a lot of Stephen King. Stephen King, my favorite.
Is it Stephen or Stephen?
It's Stephen.
Oops.
It's Stephen King.
Sorry.
But yeah, so I've been like discovering new music
lately.
Thanks to the Spotify algorithms.
Dude, I must say though, I'm kind of beefing.
I'm beefing
with them bad.
That was sarcastic.
Stuff.
So over and over again.
It's really
my
annoying.
My day list is terrible.
It's
my day
really
list
bad.
Is always like crunchy, soft rain, fairy forest vibes.
So true.
Or like Yas Girl, Pa Bay Pilates. And I'm like, these are the same four Lorde songs.
It's so infuriating, and I'm really sad that when they first came out that I got hooked on them, because now I just feel really lost.
Yeah.
Like, even before, finding music on Spotify felt...
It's daunting. It's finding a needle in a haystack.
Right, but now they're just... The algorithms that come up, like, in these playlists that, first of all, come up, like, first when you, like, search, it tricks you because then you're like, oh, like, let me see what they're recommending. But it's literally the same as, like, what's on these other ones.
My strategy for finding new music is the one Spotify feature that I like is if you're listening to a song and you scroll all the way to the bottom.
Yes, the
Songs that sound like or similar to.
Those
are really good.
They're good.
Because they also have hashtags with, like, very niche descriptions of the genre. And I like that. It's like there's been some fun, so I know what to look for. I've also been using Reddit to find new music.
I love Reddit. Oh my god.
I had a whole discussion in my photo class about how much we love Reddit.
Honestly, the only human like platform there is anymore.
Oh my god, I know.
Like
I had a really niche problem with my camera, with my film camera that I was having.
Answers were found.
And I took it to a shop and they were like, yeah, it's going to be really expensive to fix. We don't know what's wrong with it. Literally took 15 minutes on Reddit for me to find a guy who had repaired the exact same model of a camera, exactly what to do. I did it. It works. That's so lit.
Congrats.
Reddit. Thank Congrats. You.
Maybe let's segue into the next song because I just want to yap with Amalia off the air. Sorry. Sorry. That's enough. That's enough.
All right. Up next, we have Miss Janet Jackson.
Oh, my God. This is so good.
So
Guys,
good.
The sample's going to gag you. The sample's going to gag you. You're going to be like, what is this? That's all I say.
And prepare to be gagged.
Bye.
I fall in love, you gotta do it different, Jay. This time. in a padded room. Shackles on my legs, not a moment too soon. Tell by the look in my eyes, it's true. I'm crazy over you. I'm crazy.
Crazy.
So, guys, that was Faye Wong with best her cover of a Cocteau Twins. I don't even know if that's how you say it.
Yeah.
Song. Specifically, sorry, I literally can't find it. Specifically, Know You at Every Age from their 1993 album. So this baddie decided to translate it herself into Cantonese. And her translation is called Know Oneself and Each Other, which Ooh. Is a little different from Know You at Every Age, which is interesting.
I like that.
But also maybe, I feel like this is so interesting, because like, maybe like that's not even what it actually translates to. I won't know as someone
I like
that
it when
not,
there's no perfect translations.
This is true.
For English words. This I still can't true. Hear myself, so I'm like really trusting
oh.
that.
Oh. Hey. Wait, talk.
I can't hear you or me, but I think I'm
through. I most certainly can hear you. So
okay, wonderful.
It might just be a headphone thing.
Yeah, we love Faye Wong.
She lit.
We're mixing up the vibes today. There's a lot of different vibes.
Yes.
And that's what aftertaste is, because Aaron and I, we have very different music tastes, and it overlaps in a lot of places. But... you're always bringing, what was it last time we did our show? Oh, you would always put a, I'm gonna butcher her name, Salon, Beyonce's sister.
Oh, I know who you're talking about.
Solange.
Solange, yeah.
Is that how you say it? Solange.
She's a baddie.
She's a baddie. I think you would always play her last time.
Yes. The Blood Orange. There's like Blood Orange beef, though.
Yeah.
There's Blood Orange Solange beef. I don't know, but I heard that there's beef. But now they've like reconciled, and I think they're...
Reconciled?
Sorry, how do you say it?
Reconciled. No, that was just very proper. Yeah.
Oh, thanks.
It's like my dad said, instead of saying he was like... there's a gala. He was like,
gala?
There's a gala.
Gala?
No, what did he say? Gala? Gala. I think he was saying gala.
Gala.
And I was like trying to figure out what he meant. And I was like, you mean a gala? And he was like, oh, sorry.
Thank you, Mike. Shout out, Mike.
Shout out, Mike.
Mike's Mike.
What do we have next?
I don't know.
We have Different This Time by Cornelia Murr. This is one of the songs that I... recently discovered. I realized that this playlist that I shared with you for tonight, so many like lyrical themes of like growing up or losing time.
Wait, this is crazy, because full circle to your fall semester project on growing up, right?
Oh my god, on growing up.
Photo
my
book.
Freshman year.
That's crazy.
I just like represented that body of work for just like a presentation pre-thesis, and it was so wild
That's so
to look back on it and be like, oh, I was I made a book on growing up before I grew up. Like you were when I made 18? That book, I was 18. That's when I made so that book, crazy, I was bro. Like, oh my God, I'm like so grown up. I'm such an adult. Like, this is so crazy.
Sorry.
And then, no, literally.
I mean, the things that you experience in college are just so, I don't know. Or beyond. Just like, not even in college, just like in this time period of your life where you're like 18 and then suddenly you blink and you're like almost 22. Like, what happened? I guess we'll never know.
Yeah.
Just very odd.
Yeah, very odd.
Someone
the other day was like, what advice would you give your freshman year self if you could?
Run.
Bro. No, but I was like, I literally don't have any advice because there's no way I could have prepared for literally anything that hit me in college.
This is so true. It's funny because over winter break, I found my college research binder.
Oh!
And I found the piece of paper I was writing on during my Tufts interview with, like, the alum.
Oh.
And I had written, what were you like as a freshman at Tufts or something? Annoying. And literally, if someone asked me that during, like, an interview or, like, if I were going to interview, like, a prospective student, I literally would be like, I don't know what to tell you.
I don't know what to tell you. I was a person that I don't recognize.
Like, that's crazy.
I love that. Maybe you'll get this, maybe you won't, but coming back from abroad, you know, it's like the classic thing. Oh, well, when I was in Italy.
In Florence.
Well, in Florence. But, like, I just saw one of my friends that I hadn't seen in a year because he went abroad and then I went abroad. And he was like, oh my God, you're back. Like, how was it? Are you a fundamentally changed person? And I was like, the fact that I don't have to tell you or, like, that you just get it, that, like, like, the last 2 years, like, you know, junior and senior year of college fundamentally alter your brain chemistry. Mm-hmm. But then when you go abroad in the middle of it, it's like, oh, the world is actually so much bigger than you think it is.
And I mean, you know that, you know, before you go.
But when you experience it.
When you go, you're like, bruh.
Bruh, I'm so small. I'm so young. Like,
no, for real.
It doesn't. Anyways,
girl,
so that,
a whole life ahead of you.
Whole life ahead. That has been like weirdly a reoccurring theme in the music that I've been listening to, and it's all accidental.
Hey.
And I don't really know what this
I'm
song
excited to
is about, but,
hear about it. But also, I feel like I've. Whatever. Okay, let's play
and
it.
And then after that, it's gonna be a lovely song called Coconut Water, which Aaron put on the playlist. I haven't heard. No.
Should I say words about it now or
yeah,
after?
Say words about it now.
So I've, as you said that you were getting into Ethiopian jazz, mm-hmm. I've been getting into Japanese jazz. Specifically, this is not even Japanese, which is crazy. But it was in the playlist called on Spotify called Tokyo Jazz Bar. But I like this one specifically. Just because I just enjoyed how it sounds. I think the drums are cool. But, note on the artist. I don't know if you remember this. It was, like, this viral, like, song that came out. It was, like, let's go to Trader Joe's.
Yes.
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 So,
Gucci Pineapple.
Yes. So, this is actually Gucci
know?
Pineapple.
This
is Gucci
Pineapple.
Yes.
Oh, Dana and Alden.
Yes, this is Gucci Pineapple.
Oh, my God.
He, if you don't know who he is, he's like this weirdo man from Berkeley. Just graduated about 2 years ago. He's got a furry little mustache. And he like
mullet.
Has like an
mullet.
He talks like a baby.
He actually talks like that in real life. I met him at a party. So I went to a party at my friend's house who went to Berkeley. He was in the same class as Gucci Pineapple. And... Gucci Pineapple is his Instagram username, so everyone refers... If you meet a musician in Boston and you say Gucci Pineapple,
they'll
know exactly
they'll
who
know.
You're talking about. Because he's wicked talented, and he's
is.
Like a South Park character.
He really is.
He's like an animated character. Mm-hmm. He talks really high
yes.
and nasally,
yes.
and you think it's his fake voice, but it's his real voice.
Really?
And then you listen to his music, and you're
you
like...
You can hear it. You can
damn,
hear it.
Damn, yeah. This dude is cooking up some stuff.
Yes.
Like, he's really talented, but he's a really good guy. He's very funny.
Yes.
I talked to him for a while on a couch in someone's kitchen that smelled like beer. So,
oh, okay.
I'll leave you with that, folks.
Yeah. So, listen in. You can hear him count off in the beginning, I think.
But first, we have Different This Time, Cornelia Murr.
Yes,
enjoy.
Bye.
These days I got for you. for the dead, making a way through the city. Queen of angels in the heart of the city, burning. Men fly over us, riding wild beasts through the air. We look to see the mountains, but there ain't nothing there. Making a way through the city, queen of angels in the heart of the city. Going deeper into madness, going deeper into darkness, going deeper into new doubt, going deeper, deep into the fallout.
So what was that?
That was Pompeii Statues by Benjamin Booker. Oh. Highly recommend that you look him up. Very, very talented musician. He's got a lot of different sounds happening. Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you want to PSA it up?
Yes, I shall. So, I was looking through this binder and I saw this very compelling one. This is this is the PSA of today. Did you know that there are trillions of tiny creatures swimming in your stomach right now? Don't worry, guys. They're called microbes, and they play a crucial role in digestion, immunity, and overall body health. One easy way to keep your gut's microbes happy is with probiotics. Found in yogurt, probiotics are beneficial bacteria that help maintain balance in your digestive system. These microbes are what actually allow you to make yogurt from yogurt, meaning you could hypothetically make infinite amounts of yogurt from a single container. Now that's a lot of yogurt. This has been a public service announcement from Tufts Educational Radio and WMFO Medford.
Thank you for that.
You're so welcome.
I just bought 3 cartons of Greek yogurt at Trader Joe's.
That's so awesome.
Because I eat yogurt for every meal.
That's lovely.
Snack, yogurt.
This
still is hungry? Yogurt. Dessert, yogurt.
I mean, I get that. Like, heavy on dessert for dinner.
Honey.
Wait.
Heavy on
yogurt. Wait.
On breakfast for dessert.
Yeah, there you go. But specifically yogurt. But the reason why I chose this PSA is because I did not like yogurt for the longest time.
And you like it now?
I started eating
Welcome
it.
Welcome to the wonderful world.
I started eating it, like, in Copenhagen last semester.
Yogurt?
Because it was so meffing good.
Yeah.
It was so delicious. And now I'm a fan. Even though it messes up my stomach. Oh, actually, it doesn't. But it,
the
like,
more
used to.
Fermented
like, when I
it
came
is,
back here, it messed up.
Yeah,
like,
the more,
bad.
If you get Greek yogurt, like, the more fermented it is, the less dairy it has, the less lactose it has in it. I tried German yogurt the other day, was not the biggest fan.
Dude, the European yogurt from Trader Joe's, I actually could not eat that. Like, it was crazy. It was too much.
It's whack.
I was like, what is this, bro?
Dang, yeah. I'm hungry now. I want
Me too.
Right now,
I'm starving. Jesus,
we got 15 minutes left. We have a couple songs queued up. This next one, I just got really excited about it and showed it to both my friend Sasha and my friend Jake today.
Shout out!
So we all knew that Billie Eilish and Phineas were talented.
True.
I didn't quite fully, like, ever click with Phineas's solo music, and then he released this new album, and the first time I listened to it, I was like, okay, it's good, it's like, it's an indie pop album. And then I listened to it the second time and I was like, dang, the production's really good on this. Then I listened to it third time and I was like, all these songs are stuck in my head now.
Aww.
And then I just have had it on repeat, and this man, he's like, what, 25? I mean, they're so young. He's so talented. And this is my in defense In defense of Phineas, because I was seeing online that some people are like,
flop.
He's really talented, but this, you know, indie pop sound doesn't showcase his talent. And I'm going to beg to differ here, because you know a musician is really talented when they can absolutely ace every single genre that they attempt to make. So I listen to a lot of sad music during the winter, and this album has been a nice little ray of sunshine. Aww. I'm going to play a song called Lotus Eater. It is totally stuck in my head all day. The chorus is really catchy.
Phineas.
And I think the production on this album is brilliant. I really wanted to play, speaking of production, I really wanted to play some songs off of Tyler, the Creator's new album, St. Chroma.
Oh my god.
Because
Don't
I could talk.
Get me started.
Oh my god, it's so
Don't
good.
Don't get me started.
I think that Mr. Tyler, the Creator, is probably the most versatile, like, his talent is just endless.
It's so crazy.
And it's so wide.
It's
and
so crazy.
Something that he did in this album, he's always finding new ways to just spice up R&B, to just take the influences that exist so solidly in this genre of music that he makes and absolutely take it to another level.
So true.
And he included Big Band.
I was going to say, the collaborators on this album, insanity.
Oh, my God.
The features. Insane. Let me say, let this be the last thing.
I wish we could play a song, because they're all explicit.
I know. Dochi, oh, my God. I am obsessed. Like, genuinely, I also wish that we could play Dochi right
I
now.
Wish we could. I was thinking about it. Okay, for the listeners that
creator.
We have.
She is a creator.
Fun That's fact. Another example of someone who is capable of so many different sounds, and she brought back old R&B style beat, or she's not, okay, not, she didn't single-handedly bring it back, but she is in the wave of artists that are bringing back the old style beats of like early R&B and like soul, and like listen to like Denial is a River, mm-hmm. and there's that flow
so
has not been in R&B and rap music for like a
so
decade.
Good.
Like we have not had someone who can.
She's just. I will say her process. Do you know the Artist's Way?
Yes.
She like Artist's Way. I was trying to like.
Wade her
curse. Yes. She artist weighed herself up into the successful person that she is in right now. And that is so admirable, because it is so hard to do the Artist's Way. Like, you got to get up in the morning, like, and write 3 consecutive pages, like, the second you, like, wake up, and, like, do it every day and stay disciplined and, like, do your art. Just, like, ugh, so good. Okay.
No, she's, for all the listeners right now, just, like, Dochi, Alligator Tears Don't Dry mm-hmm. is the album, right?
Yes, yes.
Or something like that. And then Chromacopia. St. Chroma's the song. Chromacopia. Yes. Listen to both of them. It's just an amazing experience.
Better good.
Tyler, the Creator, I think, is the most vulnerable that he's ever been. He's always had a very sarcastic, humorous shield in front of his vulnerability. He writes.
That's the point, though.
Yeah. Yes.
Oh, so good, bro.
But I'm going to say in Chromacopia, he doesn't have as much of that. Like him, the song that he wrote about his relationship with his father.
Yes.
I just, like, have not heard Tyler, the Creator, create music with such seriousness.
For real.
And then the intensity of the new character. I love it when musical artists, with every new phase of their music, they create a world and a character. And Chromacopia has a color scheme. And it has, like, a very
so good
military vibe. Mm-hmm. And it's, like, Tyler, the Creator, is so clearly communicating something about his personhood and his identity and his, like, existence as a queer black man in music. And he has always been doing that. And I just think this album takes it to another level.
He did so good.
He's so good.
I'm so excited. I bought tickets. I literally dropped, like, the whatever $100 it was for a nosebleed ticket.
Wow. but yeah, that's so exciting. Where's,
highly
where
Barclays Center in July. It's in Brooklyn.
So much fun. Brooklyn.
But yeah, we can't play any of those songs because
it's not 8 o'clock.
It's not
yet.
8 o'clock
is
yet.
Is it 8 or is it 9? I don't even remember.
I think it's 8.
That sucks.
But now looping back to, I'm gonna play you Lotus Eater by Phineas, and then we have an Aaron song, Why We Don't Fall in Love. Oh, Why Don't We Fall in Love.
Oh, that's so good. That's a great exit song.
Beautiful. Yeah. Thanks for tuning in. We got two more songs. We'll say a little goodbye, yes. But it's good to be back. It's been a minute. Any final words?
Nar.
Nar.
Listen to music.
Enjoy.
Bye.
Bye. Mystery now.
this guy I knew who died. Can't remember his name. The 10th grade started, he just never came again. All his friends sat around and cried for a day or two.
Not official.
You can say what you want about a mortal soul. When that guy died, it left a hole. It was my first clue that when they're gone, they're gone. Maybe Jesus beat that rap. We're not sure. Maybe you can live forever. Your heart is pure. Maybe you come back someday as a king prawn. Maybe
Saturday night.
Aaron and Amalia, and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Reform Radio.
Saturday night.
Turn around the one way, and turn around the other way, or it's